sail with my darling to the Tennessee walls when an old friend I happen to see introduced her to my loved one.
Welcome back to the Travel Planner Show with Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
And we've got a great guest coming on board now. This is just, I think if there was, when we were talking about the Civil Rights Museum, that was a turning point in American history. But Alex Haley's roots, to me, was a turning point in my life as to being able to understand the rich family histories and tradition of African-American families in America. It was just amazing.
That's true. And on my trip to Western Tennessee recently, I got to visit the Alex Haley boyhood home. And with us, we have someone who's going to tell us all about it. Welcome, Mayor Barris Douglas.
Well, thank you.
Would you like to tell our listeners where Henning, Tennessee is located so that they could come and visit too?
Sure. Well, of course, Henning is located in rural West Tennessee, which is about 50 miles north of Memphis, a great place to live.
And you went away and you came back, and now you're the mayor, and you're a rather young mayor, too, aren't you?
Yes, perhaps the youngest mayor that the town of Henning has ever had.
Uh-huh.
Well, congratulations, Your Honor.
Well, thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about the actual boyhood home. I was amazed that when we drove up to it, it's a beautiful 10-room bungalow style. It was constructed in 1918, but I was amazed by the fact that the actual gravesite is there, too, of Alex Haley, which is something that he had requested.
Yes. Well, Henning is very unique by all standards. It's a smaller town, as I said, located just 50 miles north of Memphis. The 10-room bungalow-style home is an upscale home, especially for that time. Now, Alex Haley's maternal grandparents were well-to-do people in Henning, which afforded them the opportunity to live in such a fine home. Of course, it has two stories, upstairs, downstairs, and a very elegant home, especially for the 1920s, and even now.
And a lot of the original furniture was still there. I was very impressed by that. And they had some beautiful things there. That one chair I really liked. I wouldn't mind bringing that home myself.
A lot of those things that we have there are really prized items. Some of the things that the most prized position that we really adore, we have Alex Haley's mother's piano. And she was an avid pianist, and she loved music. And that was one of the most prized possessions that we have at the museum, Alex Haley's mother's piano. But all of the artifacts that we have there are pretty upscale things for that time. And even now, as I said, they were well-to-do people in Henning.
Well, Mayor Douglas, I'm convinced now that there was a Kunta Kinte, but was there a real Chicken George? I'm still in the back of my mind. Was there a Chicken George?
Yeah, there was a Chicken George. There is a Chicken George. As a matter of fact, at the museum, we have a photo of Chicken George. If you've seen the movies, you know Ben Vereen was the actor who played Chicken George.
But yes.
We have an actual picture of Chicken George.
And I saw it. I did see it. And isn't he buried not too far from there?
Yes, Alex Haley's relatives are buried nearby in what we call the Bethlehem Cemetery, which is where they are buried in a very distinctive gravesite where Alex Haley's up.
What's the population of Henning?
Well, now we have a population of about 1,200 people. We just grew tremendously within the last 10 years. We incorporated some more areas, which pretty much double the population here in town.
So the Alex Haley House Museum is open when and what's the cost and how do we get in touch?
Sure. You can reach us. Our telephone number is 731-738-2240. Now, we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Sundays, we open at 1 and we close at 5. And, of course, we'll close on Mondays. Our admission prices are $5 for an adult and $3 for a student. But if you decide you want to bring a group of 15 or more, we also offer group rates as well.
Well, that's great. I imagine you do get a lot of people through there. Do you get a lot of school groups come through?
Yes, we get the bulk of our tourists are our school children. We have children from around the world who come and visit the museum. As a matter of fact, on last week, We even had people from Canada, school children from Canada. So Roots was is very popular. National and international.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No question about that. Well, we want to thank you very much for being on the program with us today. I'm sure we might be able to find some good fried catfish or barbecue while we're there in Henning as well.
Yes, come on in Henning. We have a lot to offer.
I bet you do.
Good old catfish, buffalo fish. When buffalo is kind of hard to keep here in town because that's a favorite here in town, the buffalo. But buffalo, catfish, barbecue, you name it, we have it in Henning.
You bet.
Well, thank you, and we'll send some people your way. Thanks very much, Mayor Barris.
Some sliced onion and
tomatoes.
I'm in heaven. You bet. Mayor, thank you very much for being on the Travel Planner Show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Well, that's another fun place. Tennessee's got a lot of great American history to see.
I just want to say Roots has been translated into over 30 languages, too. So I'm sure they get a lot of visitors there.
Stand by for a wrap-up of the Travel Planner Show.